Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Real Winner by Nancy H. Kimberly's mother. Being adopted means having a family that loves you, says 9-year-old Kimberly, who was adopted and sealed to our family 5 years ago. Often adoptive parents think they will teach and guide the adopted child, but in our family, Kimberly is the one who often does the teaching. Kim recently entered 2 events in a track and field competition. She had never raced before, but wanted to give it a try. She positioned herself on the track to compete with 20 or so other girls her age in the 100-meter race. A shot rang out to begin the race, and with hundreds of spectators looking on, Kim started running. I was waiting near the finish line with camera poised to capture her coming down the lane when I realized that she was in last place. I expected to see a disappointed little girl, but Kim had a huge smile on her face. When I retrieved her from the group of girls, she blurted out, "Mom, that was so much fun. When's my next race?" She then rushed off to sit with her new friends. Feeling shocked but extremely proud of my daughter's positive attitude, I took my place once again at the finish line to see her race in the 50-meter dash. The starter's gun fired again, and I caught sight of Kim's beaming smile as she ran with all her might toward me. As I watched my beautiful daughter cross the finish line, parents around me were jumping up and down, congratulating their own daughters. I stood calmly as a warm, peaceful feeling of gratitude filled my heart. Only I knew how far Kim had come in the years since she came to our home. She was once a frail, malnourished, and withdrawn child, and now her strength and confidence couldn't be contained. She cried out, "I came in third, Mom." I gently replied, "No, Kimmy, you didn't come in third. The winners are over there receiving their awards." "I meant I came in third to last, and I want to race again." I hugged her tightly, and we both giggled out loud as we walked off the dusty track. I knew that Kim was the real winner and had been blessed with gifts and talents far greater than speed and agility. How blessed I felt at that moment to be her mother. I can only hope that I will face my challenges and trials in life with a smile on my face and the same positive outlook that Kim showed me that day. I thank Heavenly Father for bringing us together and pray that I can continue to learn from her example. Kimberly H., age 9, Arizona. I Will Be Honest by Matthew B. During school recess, I saw something shiny lying in the gravel and stopped to see what it was. It was a Kennedy half dollar. I was so excited. I thought of keeping it, but instead I took it to the teacher on duty. She told me to take it to the office, so I gave the coin to our school secretary. She said, "Wow, Matthew, thanks for being so honest." That made me feel really good. She also said that if no one claimed the coin, I could have it back. I didn't hear anything else about it until the end of the year. During the last week of school, I found out that I had earned a good citizenship award and a prize for turning in the coin. I felt good inside because I had been honest. I also enjoyed the prize, which was a candy bar. Matthew B., age 7, Kansas. Standing as a Witness by Rebecca D. In my grade school studies, we were learning about England. We had presentations about English traditions and culture, so my teacher decided we should have an English tea party. I was the only member of the church in my class. The teacher said we were going to have real tea. I had a pit in my stomach because the Word of Wisdom has taught me not to drink hot drinks, interpreted as tea and coffee. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verse 9. When it was time for the tea party, my teacher laid out small cups of tea for each student and asked us to at least taste a little. I knew I couldn't drink the tea, despite the pressure I felt. I asked the teacher if I could have water instead. I am glad that I followed the Holy Ghost's reminder to me to stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Even though it was hard. Rebecca D., age 10, North Carolina. Note: the friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps you with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in a magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of note. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.